Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. Last week, we started this great series about our responsibility to one another. And the name of the series is I Care. It's so easy in our culture to get so focused on ourselves, we're so inwardly focused that we're not focused on the needs and the opportunities to help others all around us. And we listen to what Jesus said out of Matthew 25:40 when he said, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. So we've kind of been sitting on that passage of scripture and really thinking about those powerful words. And so when we think about that, we're saying, God, I want to care. Look at somebody and say, I care.
I care.
So today I'd like to take a look at the story of the Good Samaritan, which comes to us in Luke chapter 10. If you have something to write on, you can write that down. If you have your Bible, you can open that up today. What does it mean to be a good Samaritan? That's what I want to talk about today. Continuing our series. So that's the focus today. Let me paint the backdrop for you, because Jesus was teaching his disciples one day, and in the crowd there was this very religious and educated person who stood up and asked him, what should someone do to inherit eternal life? What can I do to get into heaven? So Jesus and this religious expert kind of go back and forth. And Jesus basically tells him in Luke 10:27, you must love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So if you want to go to heaven, you need to love God real good with everything, and you need to love your neighbor as yourself. And so Jesus kind of really simplified this whole faith journey for us and for the crowd there and for the religious expert. And But the religious man wasn't done yet. He wanted to take it a little further and get clarity on who was a neighbor. Who qualifies as a neighbor? And this is a great question, I think. And it's on the backdrop of this, as this exchange, that we hear the Good Samaritan story. Who is my neighbor? It's important to know what lens you're looking through when you look at the world, right? It's important to know what lens. Are you looking through the lens of a neighbor? Are you looking through the lens of an enemy? Are you looking through the lens of an adversary? Are you looking through the lens of somebody that you could possibly partner in business with? What lens are you looking through? Are we looking through the lens of God's love, or are we looking through the lens of religion? And this is really what the story is all about. This religious expert was asking this question to Jesus, and he was probably testing Jesus' knowledge of Scripture and understanding. And so on one side, you have somebody that's very religious. They read the Word of God a lot, and they know how to look the part. And on the other side, you have Jesus, who oftentimes didn't look the part, but he was the true embodiment of the Word of God. So when we approach the concept of being a good Samaritan, we have to ask ourselves a real soul-searching question. Do I want to be like the religious expert, or do I want to be like Christ? Isn't that an interesting thought? Do I want to be the religious expert in the room, or do I want to be the hands and feet of Jesus? When we approach this concept of being a good Samaritan, we begin to look at it this way. And one was based on the appearance of the Word of God, while the other was living in action the Word of God. And there is a delineation. It's important for us, I think, as Christians that are active in our life with God, to know the difference between someone who is a religious expert and someone who is actually following in the footsteps of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I would rather live the Word of God and risk looking like an outcast than have the appearance of religion without living the Word of God. How many have seen the appearance of religion and how much damage it causes? There is the appearance of religion, and then there is true religion, as James talked about in the book of James. He said, true religion is caring for the widows and the orphans. How many have been turned off by the appearance of religion without the true evidence of a changed life? So we come to this story, and Jesus tells it so beautifully. He paints this picture. The story is about a Jewish man going on a trip, and he's attacked by bandits on the road. They take all his stuff, and they beat him, and they leave him half dead on the side of the road. First, a priest sees him, and instead of helping him, he crosses on the other side of the road. Now, that refers to certain religious routines and rituals that they had, and they didn't want to be unclean. So the priest, instead of helping, he passes on the other side. The second person is a temple assistant. He looks over at him lying there, but he passes on the opposite side of the road. Lastly, the third person is the Samaritan. And he comes along and he sees the man and he feels compassion for him. And he treats his wounds and he takes him to a place where he can recover. And the Samaritan even pays for his recovery treatment. So when Jesus asks, which man showed him mercy? Which man showed him mercy? You see, it's not enough to look religious and stand at a distance. The first two people, they looked religious. They had the appearance of religion. They had the background of religion. But they did not do what it meant to be truly religious. The first two men, they looked the part, but they kept their distance. They passed by, they continued their normal life without getting involved. We talk about this concept of caring. I care, caring for people around us, caring for people even far from us. We have to examine these two different perspectives. The first perspective represents the first two men that in their minds thought they were right before God. They saw themselves as devout and religious, full of faith, but they kept their distance from the reality of needs around them. So they passed by and they continued their regular lives. Then you have the opposite approach is the Samaritan. He didn't appear religious. Maybe he didn't grow up in church, but he feels compassion towards the man. And he closes the gap. He removes the distance. And he's not afraid to interact with the needs and the problems that are right in front of him. He stops his day. He becomes involved in the problem. He decides to care. The Good Samaritan cares. God wants us to care. The moral of the story, Jesus wants us to care about our neighbors, to care about the people in our community, to care about the people in our church, to care about those around us. Can we talk a little about this Samaritan? Jesus chose to make a hero out of the person that was an outcast. If you look culturally at what was going on in that time, Samaritans were outcasts. They were saw as half-breeds, half Jew, half Gentile, and they did not really want to associate themselves with them. So the Samaritans in the Jewish culture were looked down on. So a Samaritan person was possibly somebody that had made some bad decisions. They didn't worship the same way as the Jews did. So while the Jews were coming from a place of perceived pure faith, the Samaritans were coming from a place of perceived watered-down religion. So the Samaritans represented this race of people that the Jews were prejudice against. There's no better way to say it. They were prejudiced against each other, actually. And so that didn't mean that the Samaritans didn't worship God or didn't love God. It just meant that there was this division or prejudice between the two groups. Being a good Samaritan, like Jesus is talking about here, is about looking beyond your personal bias to see the good that God wants you to do for others. The principle, the moral of the story of the Good Samaritan is looking beyond your personal bias to see what good you can do for others. Many times being a good Samaritan means that you'll have to step in and help somebody that normally you might not associate with. Or maybe you don't normally hang out with that type of person, but God says, I need you to care. I need you to start caring. We're going to want to help people as we mature in our faith and we mature in God. You're going to find yourself wanting to help people that are different than you, that previously maybe you wouldn't interact with. It's part of human culture to develop biases against other people that are different from you, that are not like you. Maybe you had some exchange in the past and you're viewing through that lens and you have some bias. It's normal to start to favor this person over that person. Maybe the bias is because of background or race or economics or ideology. Maybe it's a preference of who you like to hang out with. But the story of the Good Samaritan cuts to the heart of our preferences and our bias and says, you have to care. Look at somebody and say, you have to care. And that's the big takeaway, right? You must care for your neighbor no matter what they look like. And that's a soul-searching question. Can you care for those that you really don't like? Maybe there's some people in your life. Maybe it's not even a race or nationality. It's just this type of personality you don't like. And then God puts you in a position to help that person. You're the person. You're the guy. You're the lady to be able to help. Can you care? Can you care for those that are different than you? Can you care for those that aren't your favorite? Can you care for those that have a different perspective than you? God wants us to learn how to care, not just for those that are easy to care for, but learn to care for those that are difficult. That is true ministry. That is true faith, is learning how to care for those that are not easy. Not easy to get along with. Not the ones that you would normally hang out with. Can you care? True care extends beyond biases. He intentionally calls it the good person that you're prejudiced against. That, in essence, is the cultural framing for the story that Jesus told. When he said the good Samaritan, what the people in the audience heard was the good person that you're prejudiced against. It's funny that the story that Jesus told wasn't called the good Jew. That would have been a safe story. That would have been a culturally appropriate story. The culturally inappropriate story was the good Samaritan. The moral is that God can make the hero somebody that you despise. And he can make you the hero to somebody that despises you. Why? Why? Because love tears down walls.
Yes, it does.
Love tears down walls and will cause you to hang out and care about people that you would never otherwise hang out and care for. Love tears down walls. True concern affects our world in a powerful way. I don't know if there's a people group or a person or a personality type that you have a bias against, or you have a preference to avoid. Walking with God will challenge all of your biases. I want God during this season to challenge and provoke us to care on a deeper level. My prayer is that as we walk with him, he would remove all of our biases and allow us to see each other through the lens of love. That we would even love those that are difficult to love, even those that are difficult to care for. My prayer is that we would learn to care. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." God's plan, the love of Jesus, is for everybody. It's for us to be like Christ and to care for everyone. God, teach us how to love the world, not just our immediate personal world, but the whole world. Teach us how to care. Teach us how to walk across the street and get involved in the life of others. Teach us how to stop our day and see how others are doing. It's out of concern for the world that God gave us Jesus. It is out of concern for this world that Jesus has sent us as his representatives, sons and daughters sent to embody the saving grace and the loving mercy of Jesus. It's in Christ. It's Christ in us. That's the hope of glory. It's Christ in us. It's the compassion of God to the nations. Christ in us, the love that shows that we truly, truly care. And that God would teach us how to care. Will you bow your heads with me? Let me pray for you today. God, I thank you, Lord, for your love that is so big, so great, so awesome, that you laid down your life for us. You cared for us when we did not care for you. You loved us before we even knew how to love you. God, I pray that you would touch our hearts today with such a compassion for those around us. God, you love the world. Teach us how to love the world. Teach us how to love our neighbor. God, it's easy to get the love of the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength part. But God, teach us how to love our neighbor as ourself. God, take us on a journey to really, truly, deeply care. And as heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I have kind of drifted in my relationship with him, and I need to reconnect. I feel that tug on my heart today. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. Amen. There's something about connecting with God. There's something about connecting with that relationship with Jesus. That is the most important decision that we make. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can pray this prayer with us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for caring for me so much that you died for my sins. I'm sorry, God, for the times I drifted, for the times I sinned and made bad choices. Forgive me. Give me a clean slate today. Give me a fresh start. I need you in my life. Jesus, lead me, guide me, give me strength to walk this journey with you and to live a life that pleases the Father. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. Wow. I just want to tell you, if you made a decision to reconnect and recommit with Jesus, I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for your journey in God. Connect to this house. Connect to some people that will walk that out with you. It's so important who you're walking with. Not just Jesus, yep, but Jesus will also put some people around you that will strengthen, encourage, and pray for you while you're on that journey. I want to leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is in your corner, you will be. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.